heavy downpour. Thought he passed his own shadow by the backstage door, like a trip through the past.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
chasing you around, wasting my precious energy.
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
So good, you never act the way you should, but I like it, and I know you like it too, the way that I want you, I gotta have you, oh yes I do, I never ever stay out late, you know that I can hardly wait. Just to see you, and I know you cannot wait. I wait to see me too. I gotta touch you, 'cause baby we'll be at the drive-in in the old man's Ford behind the bushes. I think you're like screaming for more. To me, you know I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly. Me.
'90s and more. 99.7 Max FM.
other stations play the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Hey, what's up for the three-day weekend? This is Joe Cortez on Retro Pop Reunion, calling it Poptober. hits and history in October through the 80s and 90s. Anniversaries of iconic albums released, number one songs. And how much is your car insurance? Why do I ask? Because this 80s rocker was paying $134,000 a year in 1984 dollars. And Gwen Stefani throws it back on the early days of No Doubt. Coming up on this weekend's Retro Pop Reunion, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, and it could get a little breezy at times here as we head into the afternoon. Our high right around 67 today. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Could see a few showers late tonight. Our low 47 tomorrow. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a high near 71. It might be fall, but there's still plenty of time to be out there at the grill. And if you want the best barbecue, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Order some up at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Are you okay? 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 been struck by a smooth criminal.
.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
We get suddenly both annoyed. We don't talk too much about it.
la funky song. Talking about who's on top. Don't cross our path, cause you're gonna get stopped. We ain't gonna give anybody any slack. And if you try to keep us down, we're gonna come right back. And you know when. Hang it up. Hang it up. Hang it up. Are you tough enough? We'll be right back.
99.7 Max FM. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all. Say day and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same, it's just a shame, and that's all. I could live, but I won't go, though my heart might tell me so. I can't feel a thing from my head down to my toes. But why does it always seem to be me looking at you with you looking at me? It's always the same. But I could leave, but I won't.
Skin, skin, gotta have it. Skin, possess. Some say I'm fresh when my voice goes through the mesh of the microphone that I am holding. Copywritten lyrics so they can't be stolen if they all snap. Don't need the police to try to save them. Your voice will sing. So peace, stay off my back or I will attack. And you don't want that.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior Israeli official tells ABC that the 72-hour window for releasing all of the hostages will begin after the Israeli government ratifies part one of the deal that Hamas has now agreed to, and that is expected to happen later this morning. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Tel Aviv.
There was a very swift reaction to the news overnight, including Qatari officials who confirmed that all of the sides had agreed on implementing the first phase of President Trump's 20-point plan. And as news of this spread, our team in Gaza reported that heavy bombardments continued in Gaza City. So this is still not over for so many families in the midst of this war.
National Guard troops are now on the ground in the Chicago area despite fierce opposition from local leaders, the mayor and the governor of Illinois, who says President Trump's deployment is unconstitutional. Day 9 of the federal government shutdown. The